Okay, now we are going to start about the latest articles published on PHP Classes blog, tutorial articles mostly. And Christian, it's not Christian.
Sudden change of character.
Oh, we are in a recording in a different day. That's because we tried to record at the same time, but unfortunately it was not possible. But today we are going to record about the latest articles, and we're going to start right away. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
Okay, yeah. The first article is PHP tutorial on how to convert English words to numbers. And at first I was kind of confused because I misread it. I thought, converting numbers to words, that should be kind of easy. But no, it's the opposite, converting words to numbers. So if someone writes 99, he converts it to 99 and stuff like that. Yes. It's much more complicated. And the author is Mohammed Asad from India. And what even better that about this package, here are of course many examples of how it works, and he also states the challenges that it's not trivial and user could mistype something and have a mistake and stuff like that. And it has many other interesting features, like you can tell a number like 1200 or 1200 or stuff like that, and it's still the same number. It would convert it to the correct number. There are some limitations too, as you see. It's a large number.
Yes.
9 billion, 99 billion or something.
Yeah, it also deals with the Indian way of spelling amounts, not just regular English. So I think there are words like lack that Indians use instead of different ways to mention the numbers. And that is interesting because this is precisely the opposite problem that there are many packages to solve, which is to spell numbers as letters. So this requires a pretty smart parser to understand what is coming. Still, it may not work in all cases.
I was actually thinking about the use cases, and I can't come up with any thing specific, maybe something from speech to text and then to number stuff.
It's that that package, this article is about the package, and the package was written by an author that saw a package recommendation request. I'm not sure if the original author of the request expressed in the opposite direction that he wanted, or it is what he wanted, but I don't know also what would be the use case for this, like interpreting an amount that is written in text.
So in case you need something like that, you know, you can find the package and you can drop a comment, a comment for the purpose why you used it, because it's really interesting for us too.
Yeah. And that also, for being an unusual package, it was also nominated for the Innovation Award, and then the author submitted this package.
So we will talk about it again a couple of months later.
I don't know if it was already nominated.
Oh, I see. Yeah, of course. You and Christian already commented on it.
Not this time. Maybe next month, I think.
Yeah, probably next month.
I have to look here. Okay,
and the next article I wanted to comment on is PHP site gamification using a secret path. So it's a article by Dave Smith from USA, and he has a package secret URL path. So you need to advanced and specific sequence of clicking URLs to authenticate and prove that you are yourself. So it's like an authentication kind of mechanism. And in this article, he explains how the same class could be used as gamification to your website. So in this case, it would not be like an authentication, but more like a game to guess a correct randomly generated path. He explains how the class would work and how you can constrain or make it more difficult or less difficult by adjusting specific parameters, link amounts, and stuff like that. And basically, yeah, he provides the example code how to do it. And as the author says, I think that he thinks that this kind of gamification for a website could increase the duration spent on the website and decrease bounce rates because user would be going from multiple links. I think the only thing we need is the end price or what would be that he would achieve when through your website. I don't know, like a scavenger hunt, I guess, or something like that.
It's probably something that you can put like leveling up, and the next level, it's a different path to guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So on my behalf, also like to comment on a few articles. Just sharing the screen here, and if I can find the window right, I suppose this is the one. Let me go there. Okay. Can you see this?
I'm trying. Yes, yes, yes. I can see it now.
Okay. I think it's readable now.
Yep.
So basically, this is a tutorial about a package that uses PDO to access MySQL. It's not an unusual package, but the author has written an article. And it's always interesting that despite PDO is a class itself, people write wrappers for PDO. So I guess that's because there is something missing in PDO. From what I have seen, the bazillions of PDO wrapper classes, it's almost always something like composing queries programmatically,
yep.
Which is what this package here, I mean the tutorial here is explaining, how to insert, update, and delete records would look like. So this package allows to compose queries dynamically, and you can pass some parameters to determine what would be some conditions to apply. Like here, you can delete records of the user's table with name like Muhammad, and then it would execute the query. But you can also execute the query directly. And well, this is fine. I just don't know if it is much more than this or just the usual.
I also don't see a MySQL specific, because it says using MySQL with PDO. But from what I see, this one could be used, unless there is something underneath in the class that uses some MySQL specific. From the look of it, it looks like it could use with Postgres too, for example.
Yeah, it's because in the end, people just use MySQL, or except for those other three people that use Postgres or something else. it's very typical in the PHP world. Of course, I'm kidding. There are many people that use Postgres, and we just don't know that many people. But I was saying what this could do as different, and it also has some schema management classes for creating tables. and it allows to create tables with a certain definition, and I guess that this is fine for creating and updating tables in ways that you might want to do programmatically. And so it can add columns, rename columns, modify some schema aspects. So I think this is a usual class, but with some table management function. So it is great, and the tutorial makes it clear how it can be used. And in this case, it was written by Mohammad Ansawi from, I think it's Jordan. This is interesting. So we're going to move on to the next article. In this case, it is an article about the fastest method to evaluate and tune the performance of any PHP web application server that is using MySQL or Postgres. So this article is written by Dmitry Mamontov. It was actually written several months ago, but it was in the queue for moderation because I have hard time to review the text. The author is very skilled. He's Russian, but I think he writes the articles in Russian and then translates with maybe Google Translate or something with to English, and I had a hard time because some words were not translated by in the article that he posted. Anyway, this article is about what to do to pick the best servers for the applications, because sometimes you are developing an application, and when you launch, you are not sure if your current setup is enough for to handle the load that you expect. So it pretty much describes the situations that you can go through, and they may not be very, very helpful, because until you face with the real load of the server with live in production, you don't know if it is enough. So it talks about several situations that you may encounter. And it gives some solutions that you can use to measure the performance and see if it is good enough, or maybe you need to find a better server. So it talks about several tools. It's interesting. I didn't know at least some of them. It mentions Sysbench, and he also mentions tools for testing the disk performance, not just the CPU. And he also provides means to measure the performance of MySQL, also with Sysbench. And he gives an alternative for using for measuring performance of Postgres using PGBench. And this is interesting. Oh, in the end, he talks about the actual performance of PHP, how you can measure it, and reach some conclusions to see if the server is probably good enough or not. It has lots of details, and I think it is very interesting. And if you are concerned with launching an application to production, and you are not sure if your server is going to handle it, maybe you should look at this article, because it contains lots of useful information. Finally, one interesting article about an unusual class. Well, actually, it's a class that uses an unusual API, because it is an API that allows you to send postal mail. So you send a request to the API, and can trigger the process of sending postcards, letters, checks, all by postal mail. So this is basically an interface to a physical service. And this is interesting. It is written by Asif Ahmad Basil from Pakistan. and it uses the package uses the lob API, and the lob API is the one that allows you to interface this service of sending a postal mail. This service, unfortunately, it doesn't provide free services for you to test, because if you start sending postal mail, it will cost something to the company. But you can verify postal addresses, at least in the US, using this API for free, so in case you just want to test it. I guess this is more interesting for companies that have businesses in the US, because this is to send postal mail from US addresses. I didn't see much or any information about sending postal mail to other countries. Well, I think this is interesting because I have not seen.
This is definitely something new.
Yeah. They say they have thousands of clients. Probably it solves a big headache, which is to send postal mail or postal spam. We don't know. Anyway, the article demonstrates how you can use easily this package, the package that it talks about, that wraps around the log API. And it is interesting because it can send the postal mail, but it also can provide tracking information. So I guess it's the full service. Well, I think this is a very interesting, probably not available worldwide, but it's very useful. Okay, well, basically with this, we conclude the current month, the review of the articles of current month about articles posted on PHP Classes blog. And that's all for now. Bye.
Bye.